New York's Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says she will run for governor in 2022 after completing the last 15 months of Governor Andrew Cuomo's term. She told NBC's Today Show this morning that New Yorkers will see she's the best person for the job.
I'm the most prepared person to assume this responsibility, and I'm going to ask the voters at some point for their faith in me again. But right now, I need their faith, I need their prayers, and I need their support to make sure we get this right. And I'm confident they'll see that I fight like hell every single day. It's how I'm hardwired, and I'm looking forward to this challenge, and I won't let New Yorkers down.
Hochul is set to succeed Cuomo in 12 days following his bombshell resignation earlier this week over those allegations of sexual harassment. And in taking that step, she will become the first female governor of New York State. Even though she's been Cuomo's number two for 6 years, many people are still asking, even New Yorkers, Kathy who? So for more, we're joined by Ben Jacobs, who covers politics for New York Magazine. And Ben, start there. Why has she been such a quiet, you know, lieutenant governor? Many people just don't know anything about her.
Well, she's been a quiet lieutenant governor for a couple reasons. First, that's what Andrew Cuomo wanted. In her press conference yesterday, Hochul actually almost bragged about the fact that she had little involvement with day-to-day involvement with Cuomo, which has turned out to be a net plus. And the other factor that sort of militated against her is that she's from Buffalo. Almost all of New York's political power comes from New York City, comes from downstate. Mm-hmm. And the fact that she's from the other end of the state has meant that she's rose from a background that kept her out of touch with a lot of the power brokers, with the major media market that covers New York politics, and has kept her somewhat in the background.
As a New Yorker myself, I could hear the Buffalo in her voice. I loved it. But how are New Yorkers feeling about this? We'll get to who she is, but what's the sense there of this big switch?
There's a great sense of relief from a lot of particularly progressives that Andrew Cuomo's finally gone. But then there's the question of what she does, how she takes the reins of power, because New York politics, Albany, is notoriously a difficult place to handle. Mm. And what we'll get, that Andrew Cuomo's dominated New York politics for over a decade, and now almost instantly, he's gone.
Yeah. And you mentioned Albany. That's, of course, another power point in the state of New York. It is upstate, but it's the state capital, way outside New York City. So let's find out a little bit about this person who now is going to be running this whole state, who said she hasn't even spoken to the governor, Andrew Cuomo, since February, since these allegations began to come out. She served as the Erie County Clerk under then-Governor Eliot Spitzer. Served in Congress from 2011 to 13. Talk a little bit about her politics.
Well, she made her bones as a relatively moderate Democrat. As Erie County Clerk, she first got a burst of national attention by fighting with Spitzer when Spitzer introduced a proposal to give driver's license to undocumented immigrants. And she made clear over her dead body in fighting for re-election, holding on to that seat. And then she won a special election for Congress in 2011 after an entirely different scandal when the Republican was caught sending topless photos of himself, shirtless photos of himself on Craigslist. And that was a traditionally Republican district that she won by emphasizing Medicare, emphasizing opposition to Paul Ryan's budget. And it was a big boost for Democrats who just suffered this really devastating midterm loss in 2010 and had really were on the back foot with the backlash to the Affordable Care Act.
But I'm thinking that Hochul has a really good track record, you know, when it comes to being somehow on the periphery of governors who go down in scandal. Eliot Spitzer sent out shirtless pictures of himself and patronized a prostitution ring and stepped down in shame. You have Andrew Cuomo disagreeing that what he did was sexual harassment, but still stepping down. She's looking pretty good there because she distanced herself from both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's certainly managed to sort of come up and sort of keep her distance and play her politics well, that she came out of the Buffalo, the Erie County Democratic Party, Democratic machine there, and is someone who is familiar with how politics works. A very traditional record in politics.
Right. But, I mean, now the top job. What are the first challenges she faces?
The most immediate challenge that she faces is to actually pick a successor. She needs to nominate someone to replace her as lieutenant governor, and that's going to be the first sort of real gesture she makes towards what her reelection would look like in 2022 and how she balances the ticket. She'll have to start dealing with the financial damage left throughout the state by COVID and the recession over the past year.
Just very briefly, Ben Jacobs, why should people across the country care about Kathy Hochul?
Because she's running New York. It has a ripple effect across the country. And the, you know, one of the biggest economic engines in the country. And as Democrats go into 2024, New York politics in particular has always set the mold for what national Democrats do, and the influence that it plays and what her reelection campaign looks like is going to have real repercussions moving forward.
Ben Jacobs, political reporter for New York Magazine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.